cameras decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with...
Rory.
That's correct. And today, yeah, this one's quite traumatic. Actually, it's quite disturbing, to say in the least. So, we are going to dive into one of the darkest corners of real crime. Okay? And we are dealing with the haunting and heartbreaking criminal case that shocked the world, not just because of its brutality, but because of who the killers were. This is the story of James Bulger. So, it was truly a crime that shocked the nation. So, have you ever heard of this? Probably not.
Yeah, no.
No, no.
I mean, is it like local crime?
I said Britain.
Exactly.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway. So on February 12th, 1993, oh, you weren't even born, so never mind.
Exactly.
In the busy New Strand shopping centre in Bootle near Liverpool, England, two 10-year-old boys, John, I think you say it, Venables, and Robert Thompson, were caught on CCTV leading a 2-year-old toddler away by the hand. That toddler was James Bulger. His mother, Denise, had looked away for just a moment while paying at a butcher shop, and in the moment her son was taken. What followed over the next few days gripped the nation. A frantic search, heart-wrenching appeals, and then the unimaginable. 2 days later, James's body was found by the railroad tracks in Walton, just a few miles from where he was abducted. He had been brutally beaten, tortured, and left on the tracks in an apparent attempt to make his death look like an accident, as in like if a train rode over him. The public reaction was immediate and visceral. Not only had a child been murdered, but the murder had been committed by other children.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a bit wild in my opinion. Okay, so the CCTV footage from the shopping center was critical. It showed two boys calmly walking with James, but grainy footage made identification difficult. Police released the images to the public and tips flooded in, more than 10,000 in total. Within days, John and Robert were identified and arrested. The two boys were both from troubled homes, lived just a short walk from each other, but weren't close friends before that day. That's even more scary that you just meet someone on the side of the road, let's kill a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bit demented if you ask me. Okay. In interviews, both boys denied involvement, then shifted blame onto each other. But the evidence was overwhelming. Paint found on James's body matched a can found at the scene, and that paint was traced back to the boys. James's blood was also found on their clothing. It wasn't just a case of murder, it was planned and a sadistic act. They had tried to abduct other children earlier that day, but were unsuccessful. That's mental. You're 10 years old and you're abducting other children and beating them to death.
I don't even want to imagine the kind of trauma they must have been through.
Like,
as a 10-year-old.
Like, what were you doing at 10?
Good question.
I'm probably still playing with my Barbie dolls.
Yeah, look. That's, yeah.
That's messed up on, like, another level.
As a 10-year-old, like, you're expecting, like, you know, well, obviously it's a different generation now. Mm. But obviously, in the early 2000s and way back, 10-year-olds were playing, you know, at home with toys.
Riding their bicycles.
Or riding their bicycles, taking part in, like, sports or something like that. Abducting children.
Yeah, I mean, that's messed.
That's a little bit messed,
like,
up.
What, like, imagine you're 10 and you meet another person on the side of the road and they're like, let's... I mean, kids are naughty. I get that. Like, let's go paint the side of the building. Like, that's more something I'd believe a 10-year-old to do.
Yeah.
Not go and kill another kid. I mean, that's a bit ridiculous to actually even fathom believe.
Yeah, I find this quite interesting because you know when you're young, yeah, like your parents and like people around you tell you stay away from strangers.
Yeah.
Now imagine if a stranger is another 10-year-old kid.
Another 10-year-old. Well, the kid they abducted was 2.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mental.
Like, I remember even, like, once when I was in school, I had recently moved to a different school because change of area, and I was in the 4th grade, and my transportation was supposed to...
You would have been 10.
Yeah, my transportation was supposed to have picked me up. I don't know what went wrong, but they didn't come, and I was frustrated. It's like... I think 3 or 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And
like, I want to be at home now.
Yeah, I want to be at home now. It's been like hours since we finished. We would have finished school around like past 1 or 2 o'clock. And so if, for some reason, I decided, let me just walk in and find my way.
Did you get lost?
I had no clue where I was walking. Like I said, it's a completely different area. This school is about, I don't know, 2 kilometers from my house, say. And I'm walking, I don't know where, and in my heart, like, I'm walking and I'm praying at the same time. I'm like, Lord, please let me find my house. And on the way, I was not far from my house, luckily. On the way, I see some girls who are in high school, and I didn't know they were in high school, but they obviously look much older than I did. And, like, one girl is, like, trying to approach me, and immediately, like, completely ignored her. So I'm just thinking, what happened with the kids?
Yeah. But I suppose when you're also 2, how much brain power do you have?
Because the person was like, she wants to be my friend. And I'm like, no. I'm in primary school, you're in high school. Stay away from me.
I can just imagine little Glory going, no, stranger danger, leave me.
No, I definitely didn't say stranger danger.
In his head, though.
Yeah.
That's quite funny. Although I suppose the story shows you can't trust anyone.
You can't.
I watched once, I think it was a Criminal Minds episode, if I'm not mistaken. And the killer would use his children to lure children out. So, like, he'd say, go play with them and then bring them home.
That's
another... I mean, that's crazy.
That's mental. That's another mental level.
So, the trial of John and Robert began in November 1993 at Preston Crown Court.
Yeah.
It was the first time children this young had stood trial for murder in the UK in over 100 years. What happened 100 years ago?
What do you say to a 10-year-old on trial?
Do they even understand all the lawyer stuff that's going on there?
You've been a bad, bad boy.
No. They were tried as adults. They weren't even trialed as juveniles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sure. In an extraordinary and controversial move. In court, the boys were dwarfed by the furniture, sitting on raised chairs so that they could be seen.
Imagine,
that's how small these children are. The prosecution painted a chilling picture. This wasn't a random act. This was calculated, sadistic. The boys had thrown bricks at James, dropped a heavy iron bar on his head, and inflicted over 40 injuries. That is basically taking the kid and making him a piñata.
Yeah, literally.
Okay. On November 24th, 1993, both were found guilty of murder, and the judge described the crime as one of the unparalleled evil and barbarity.
Yeah.
They were sentenced to be detained at Her Majesty's pleasure, a sentence with no fixed end.
Yeah.
Imagine! No fixed end! And you're 10! You could be there till you're 97. That's like 87 years in prison. Listen, this must have been one hell of a case.
Can a 10-year-old understand the concept of prison?
Well, there is juvenile prison. But I mean, think about this.
But you say they were not even trialed as juvenile. Does it mean they went to adult prison?
Yeah! Oh, no, I don't know about that. I don't think you...
Surely they would have went to juvenile.
They would have gone to juvenile and then being moved to adult prison at 18. But imagine this, right?
It's like a permanent
multi-crime. We've dealt with a lot of killers on the show, and we've often said some of them only get like 15, 20 years. These little 10-year-olds got no time limit.
Yeah.
That they must have obliterated that body.
Yeah, I'm just...
Although I suppose it's better if they were in prison. Imagine how many people they would have killed if they had not gone to prison.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Time out.
But this wasn't the end. Oh, apparently, it does say here that this sentence with no fixed end was typically used for juvenile offenders of serious crimes.
Yeah.
Okay, which makes sense.
Probably to scare them.
No, or because they need to go into actually see what's happened. Because, I mean, these kids, they're kids. Their brains are not fully developed. So exactly. I think you have to see how they're going to grow up. And are they going to grow up to become Hitler? Or are they going to be fine?
And surely they would have done some kind of psychological
test.
No,
that's what I'm saying. I think that's why it has no end. They have to see until these kids are actually ready to go out into the world.
Damn.
The public reaction to the verdict was divided, as it was intense. Some called for justice, others called for vengeance. In 2001, 8 years in custody, both boys were released. 8 years. Only 8 years. Okay. At the age of 18, with new identities.
Oh, wow.
Under strict conditions to lifelong anonymity. So basically they couldn't tell people.
Anybody.
Imagine you working with these boys and you don't even know.
Yeah. Next thing you have a pile of bricks coming your way.
I mean, they could be working at, I'm trying to think of UK stores. H&M, and you wouldn't. Or they could be the subway guy. Not the subway.
Maybe they're a janitor underground. Or something. You know, a janitor in a school.
Yeah, they could be the janitor, the underground, and you wouldn't even know. And they killed this boy when they were 10. That's a bit messed up.
Yeah, but look, if they have sort of, what's the word, reformed them, in a sense, then I don't think you want that to stick them as an identity.
No, but here's my thing, right? They say children that kill animals become serial killers.
Yeah.
These were children that killed children. Isn't that worse?
Sometimes as kids, we think of really weird things to do, not actually processing what it entails.
Glory. What kid thinks, let's kill another kid?
Yes.
And
like I
said, beat him up.
I'm not agreeing with that. But what I'm saying, like we said earlier, they're not fully developed. And so to them, they probably saw it in a movie and thought, ha ha, you killed someone. What's the big deal? Because, I mean.
Glory. I think this was much more evil than that.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Okay. This decision sparked outrage. I understand why it sparked outrage. I'm angry. Many felt the punishment didn't match the crime, but legally, both the boys had been deemed rehabilitated. John, however, would re-enter the headlines, I told you they'd be back, in 2010 and again in 2017. He was jailed for possessing child abuse images. I told you he wasn't fine in the head.
Yeah, I tried to defend you, John.
Exactly. And this shattered any illusion that they had been fully rehabilitated. As for Robert, he has not reoffended and has remained out of the public eye.
Nice for him.
So, this makes me question, was John the evil mastermind and just pulled Robert into it? That's why Robert was more able to, like, be normal.
Oh, because maybe John wasn't the mastermind and he got pulled into it, and that's why maybe he's
messed up now.
Mm-hmm.
That's also very accurate.
Because his life is now ruined by
that's
this.
That's very accurate. That it could have been either way. And I don't think the 10-year-old boys would have even told the truth. Anyway. James's mother, Denise, has become a vocal advocate for victims' rights. Yeah. Her strength in the face of unimaginable loss has inspired many, but the pain never goes away.
Yeah.
And I quote, they didn't just take my baby, they took my life. So the murder of James Bulger changed the UK forever.
Mm.
It sparked fierce debates about the age of criminal responsibility, still just 10 in England and Wales. It raised questions about influence of violent media, which I agree with, and it exposed the failings of systems meant to protect both the victims and the perpetrators.
Yeah.
But most of all, it reminded us of something deeply uncomfortable, that even children can commit terrible, incomprehensible crimes. This actually there's a book by Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
And it's called Crooked House. And there's a brilliant movie about it. So basically, they're at this house and people start dying. And they cannot figure out who is responsible for these killings. Okay, they know it has to be somebody at the house. And it ends up being the 10-year-old girl. I promise you, I watched that movie. It was the biggest plot twist ever.
Wait, and what genre is this?
Mystery.
So you said people start dying and it's a 10-year-old girl.
Who killed all of them. Because she was mentally deranged.
I'm starting to wonder if I've watched this movie.
And then at the end, to protect her, her grandmother drove her off a cliff.
I might have watched this.
It's quite a messed up movie. But it's really good. But it's a bit messed up. But it's... Yeah, anyway.
Not you trying to justify the movie. Exactly.
In remembering James Bulger, we remember a little boy who loved to smile, who loved being with his family, who never got a chance to grow up. And in doing so, we're challenged to ask, what kind of society do we want to build? One that punishes without end, or one that seeks to understand and heal even from the darkest places? Yeah. I think they should have been punished further, but that's my own opinion on the matter. Okay? Because at least I think they should have been in prison till about 24, 25.
I don't know how I feel about that. But
that's where I stand. Maybe I'm just harsh. That's what I would have done as the judge. I'd be like, no, guys, I'd be the worst judge. I'd be like 70 years, 67 years, 100. That would be me. Yeah. I'd just hand them out like that. I'd be very unfair. No, I wouldn't be unfair. I'd just be harsh. Be like, you did this. Okay, let's chop your hand off.
Yeah.
That's why nobody steals in Dubai, because if you steal, your hand gets chopped off, which I think is brilliant, in my opinion. Because then you can't steal anymore. So you must suffer. Don't take other people's things. I'm just saying. Anyway, it's a very shocking case, the fact that these two boys at 10 would be able to, like... I mean, even, I don't know if you experienced this, but if you were play fighting with your sister and you... If you were play fighting with your sister and you accidentally hurt her, don't you remember trying to be like, no, shush, don't tell mom, don't tell...
Yeah.
Like, you didn't want them to be hurt.
A lot of times with my younger cousins, especially for the boys, because you know they would squeal.
No, but at the end of it, like the one time I remember I wanted to pick my brother up, I was going to give him a piggyback ride. And as I picked him up, his mouth collided with my head and his mouth started bleeding. And I felt so terrible, even though it wasn't my fault, it was an accident. Now imagine you standing over a kid, beating him up to the point, like dropping an iron rod on his head, throwing bricks at him. I mean, that's demented on, that's psychologically, you are not okay.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know what was going in their households that they thought that was okay.
Yeah.
No, but you see, for me, Glory, even last thing, the fact that they put him on the railroad track to make it look like an act, that is such premeditation.
Maybe there's someone behind it.
I don't know. But, like, do you understand?
Yeah.
I think 10-year-old boys would have ratted out somebody. Like, 10-year-old boys to save their own skin.
Yeah. Who knows?
But, I mean, to, like... have the plan. Oh my goodness, let's put him on the railroad track. I mean, what is that? I mean,
as much as they would have ratted out, if you think about it, because they're so young, they could have like instilled fear in them, told
that
them
is true
crazy.
That is
so
fair.
All we need to consider all points and aspects,
fair enough, but I also do feel that after all these years, if someone else had been involved, we would know.
Yeah.
But that is the very, very tragic story of James Bulger. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we end? No? Mm-hmm. No? Well, we hope you enjoyed. Otherwise, we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.